Hopes have been raised in drought-stricken towns that the federal government's on the cusp of delivering a stimulus package. The ABC understands Cabinet is finalising a new bush stimulus program, which might be announced as early as next week. Its focus would be on making sure employers can keep people in jobs in towns where the local economy is struggling to stay afloat. Gavin Coote reports.
3 weeks after the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, visited Inverell, Stanthorpe and Warwick to see the economic and social damage done by the drought, the cash could be coming.
Any stimulus package for drought-affected communities is greatly appreciated.
Mayor Paul Harmon from Inverell in northern New South Wales is keen to hear more about the stimulus plan targeting drought-stricken towns that's being discussed by Cabinet, because he's already told the Treasurer it's not just the farming sector in dire financial straits.
But it's also right through the whole service industry within our community where things are really starting to slow down, and we're seeing that now where some companies are going to a four-day week for their staff. And so we highlighted to them the crucial fact of retaining key staff. We have some companies where staff are being laid off, but also we have businesses that have been proactive and liaising with their staff. They've agreed to reduce their work hours and obviously take a pay cut to actually be there for when it does rain again.
Tracy Dobie from the Warwick-based Southern Downs Regional Council in Queensland is another mayor who's had the Treasurer's ear. She's already got some ideas on how to spend the possible stimulus package that could be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Top of her wish list, a new water tank on every house.
And that benefits everyone in our region. It's the truck drivers who are going to transport the tank. It'll be the plumbers who are going to install the tank. It'll be the tank manufacturers. It just is a great way to get money into the regional economies that help everyone in the region.
Cabinet's Expenditure Review Committee will meet next week to consider stimulus options. It's understood the government is keen to ensure that any package won't jeopardise the plan to deliver a budget surplus next year, a commitment Southern Downs Mayor Tracy Dobie knows the Coalition wants to keep.
And I would like to think that many Australians can stand back and say, I understand that the federal government needs to keep that surplus, and maybe there's a way that they can invest in rural and regional Australia, but at the same time keep our economy ticking over and keep a surplus.
Inverell's Mayor Paul Harmon is reluctant to tell those holding the nation's purse strings what to do, but thinks whatever money's available needs to be spent in the bush.
No point having money in the bank later down the track if there's no community to actually provide assets and infrastructure to down the track.
In the western New South Wales town of Cobar, Mayor Lillian Brady has seen firsthand the benefits of economic stimulus. A New South Wales government package has helped resurrect passenger flights to the mining town, and money's being poured into a big new industrial subdivision. So she's hoping some federal government cash won't be far behind.
I don't know if they're doing as much as the state government are. But it's early days and we've got to concentrate on that. We've got to have help for our business people in town. We've got to keep the shops open.
That's Cobar Mayor Lillian Brady ending Gavin Coote's report.